It's been 200 days, more or less, since it was Tuesday was your anniversary of being in sanctuary for 200 days.
Yeah.
Compared to how things started, what has changed in those 200 days?
Well, it's just more like I just feel more like home now here, because all the people that it's, you know, they've been supportive. They just treat me like a family. You know, I mean, we have built a very strong relation, you know, friends and community. So I just feel, you know, it compared to that, it's been a long time, and you know, it's just it has changed in a way that I almost don't know what to plan for my future. It's uncertain, and it's some days I just feel like I'm fearful. I just don't know what to expect for tomorrow. It's just hard to tell.
What are you afraid of?
Not being able to go back home. To have ICE knocking at the door, to change their rules, and to get sick and, you know, just get in a big trouble. There's so many things, like for my mom to, you know, get very sick, and for me being here. So there, you know, there are quite a few things that I'm afraid of, fearful of. Yeah.
Talk about your case more specifically. Mm-hmm. Have you been in contact with immigration authorities since you went into sanctuary?
Not me directly. There's a group of a supporting group here. They're like a very solid group that have been in contact with some offices, like from representatives and senators, but not directly with the ICE or immigration. My attorney is the one who makes all those contacts as well, but I mean, there's not much to do in that matter right now. There's no way to be able to apply for an extension for a stay, so that's not an opportunity at the moment.
You're one of only a handful of people in the state and in the country who have chosen to publicly seek sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think your situation compares with those who haven't publicly sought sanctuary?
Well, I don't think it's any different, because we are living the same, you know, the same situation. Even though mine is public, it doesn't make any difference. They might even have more opportunities to be out of sanctuary than I do. I mean, like, you know, with a status, either a stay or, you know, something. But I don't think it's any difference. We all are in the same, you know, living the same situation, the same, you know,
It's the holiday season, of course. Mm-hmm. What's it like to not spend the holidays at home?
Well, it is hard, of course. And not even holidays, every single day. You know, every single day is hard. It doesn't matter if it's Christmas or my birthday or my mom's birthday. It's just every single day, you know. Sometimes I think, like, even to be next door, it's away from home. So Yeah, it is. I mean, it will be harder for my family, but for me, it's hard every day. You know, every day.
What gives you hope for the future?
A miracle. God, my faith. That things could change. That maybe, you know, the ones in charge of make all these decisions just now they turn to look at us, the ones in need, you know, us immigrants who need all this to be changed, you know, all these laws. That's my hope. And the community. I mean, every single person has power. And if we all, you know, make that a stronger force, I think we can make things happen. So, you know, every person, you know, their voice, their requests, their support. Yeah, so my hope is in them too. Yeah.
We're sitting here in the church fellowship hall, and I smell food cooking. And it makes me think of your tamales. Are you still making tamales?
I do, yeah, upon request or when, yeah, more like people, they still, we made a fundraiser once. So yeah, people still coming, or if they see me outside, they go like, Rosa, do you have some tamales? If you make some, just let us know. You know, yes. But yeah, I mean, that's my thing, you know. Somehow cooking, it keeps me busy. It gets me into a different world. Like I'm still, you know, living and kicking and pressing in people's minds, and, you know. So yeah, I do.
Rosa Sabido is seeking sanctuary at the Magus United Methodist Church. I'm talking to her here in the fellowship hall at the church. Rosa, thanks so much.
Thank you, Austin, and thank you for your support as well.